We've got a fun episode of The Mom Game coming your way. Julie and I catch up on all things fall break. We hit the sports courts with some Cowboys, some MLB playoffs, some Stars, some college football. Was it a heartbreaking day for Missouri? I think it was. But it was a good day for my Red Raiders. I don't even know if we talked about it. They beat Kansas.
There you go. Congrats. It's
all in a day's work. And then also, too, something we discussed last week we didn't get to that you fill us in on. Silent exclusion. Are you a victim? I know I am.
Me too. Definitely. A little bit of a follow-up to the bizarre Mark Sanchez story. So you don't want to miss that. And also, we do have another guest on this week's show, and she is wonderful. Sammy Ray Howard. She's a business owner. She's the wife of a USC football coach, and we're here to talk all things balancing and blending your life when you're a working mom. All that coming up now.
Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway, because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios. Coppola Studios. I was trying to show the Coppola. And I just put lotion on.
Oh, this should be fun.
I'm a little concerned that I'm not going to be able. Okay, hide your eyes, everyone. I'm using my dress. Okay, this is my favorite part of the show. When I get to freak Julie out. Even though she knows what's coming.
It still scares me.
Did I say it was episode 292 of The Mom Game?
I think you did.
It is.
If I say it again.
It is.
Yeah.
So I just came from Gateway GMC doing some car commercials.
Yeah. You also just like to hang out there once a week.
All the time. Yeah. Well, I do get a complimentary car wash every time I go there. So I, for the first time in a really long time, I've been broadcasting for how many years now? 25, 28. Long time.
Uh-huh.
I got the yips today.
Oh, no.
I could not say 20% off MSRP.
Oh, what were you saying?
I just would stop. I would be like 20% off, 20% off. It was awful.
I hope they send us this footage.
It was, you know what's funny is the guy who was holding the whiteboard or whatever for me, he actually, because it was I wasn't on camera. So I was just reading from a script. So he actually was rolling on the video.
Yeah.
I should have him send it.
Please do.
To me.
Yeah.
Because I was literally like, I couldn't.
Were you doing?
Yep. I was doing that. And then I was like, I have the yips. I don't know what's wrong with me. I apologize to everyone. Because we're in the middle of the dealership.
Yeah.
So there's customers there getting their car serviced. Here I am like talking about 20% off MSRP. Like it was just very strange. And I was like, this is what golfers feel like when they
golfers,
can't hit a putt.
Kickers. I mean, a lot of people, I got the yips in tennis the other day.
You did?
In a match. Like, I could not return a forehand serve. Like, I hit 4 in a row, and then it gets in your head.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, like 4 in a row.
We'll see. That's just a regular day on the course for me.
And it was like the same miss, you know? That's how I knew it was like mental. And then when you get down on yourself or you think I can't do it or whatever, then it just makes it like you start to spiral.
I know. And it was so funny because like the photographer, he's been with us forever, Chad, and he's like, you can do this. You can do that. I'm like, I know I can do this. Nobody look at me. Just let me read this.
And then did you get it?
I finally got it. Oh, but I was trying to set a new PR for how quick we could do this shoot, because we usually do 4 to 5 commercials. And I think PR is like 45 minutes. You know what PR is, you know.
Yeah.
Personal record.
Yes.
And so I was really going for a new PR today, and I didn't get it.
Oh.
I didn't get it.
I'm so sorry.
It gives me something to strive for.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Drown your sorrows.
Yeah.
And yips and wine.
Yips and wine. Maybe that's the...
Maybe the wine causes the yips.
No, I mean, I wasn't drinking before. I know,
but
I shoot
like just all the wine in general. Not like,
you know what? I didn't hardly drink
being
this
drunk,
weekend.
But just
I didn't hardly drink this weekend. Good. Fall break. We were busy. We had all the sports and
yeah,
it was a good little fall break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hattie got her ears pierced, her second.
Her upper her ear,
second,
right?
Her second piercing. Mm. Is that progressive?
No, I know. I get scared. That's why
you
I
do.
Made them
I like, used to have one. They've closed up, but she wanted one. And I was like, ask your dad.
Does it hurt more the higher you go up?
No. I mean, I'm sure if you go like super high, yes.
Yeah.
But like the second one, I think she was fine.
Yeah.
So I was like, ask your dad. If he says okay, then I'm in.
And he said, okay.
He said, okay. She went with her friend, Sydney, Lisa's daughter. She was getting her first one. So we did that. And then Henry had a tournament at Rocker B. And then what? Oh, and then Hattie had Megan Maroney.
Oh, yeah. Did you go or did she?
Not.
Did some moms go?
No, they just went by themselves. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, the upper ear pierce, going alone to concerts. Hattie's 18, apparently.
No, there was four moms.
I don't know.
Moms
I mean, I'm not questioning your parenting decisions, but I am questioning your parenting decisions.
The look on your face. Like,
things all start earlier and earlier, though.
I know. No, there was four moms that went, 13 girls. She had a blast.
Yeah.
And there was a last minute ticket opening because one of our sweet friends, one of their sweet friends is having some health issues and she was in the hospital, which stunk. So she's missing this
one
night.
One of the girls?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So love your way, Charlotte. I think she's getting better anyway. So she couldn't go. And so, you know, her mom was like, well, does anybody want to go? And so we're all kind of with the girls getting ready because everything is a production at when you're 12, everything is a production. So anyway, getting them ready and all that. So I go over there like in my, you know, comfy clothes because I'm not going. And they're like, open ticket. My friend Abby's like, you want to go? And I'm like, look at me. And she's like, you can change or you can just go like that. It'll be fun. And I'm like, do you realize the level of social anxiety that I would experience in a concert in the pit where there's no place to sit, like standing, screaming girls everywhere? Like, you're built for this. Mm-hmm. I'm not built for this.
Well, and I think
so. I'm grateful. I'm grateful
we
to
get,
those moms.
We're not. Like, I feel like I could always go with the flow in situations. Like, yeah, let's go.
No, I can't.
The older I'm getting, I'm not that way either. Did you see the picture of Sabrina Carpenter at ACL? It was kind of going viral a little bit. Like, she posted it of how many people went to see her ACL show. And it was just like little ants. Like, the whole
sea of people.
The whole frame. Just, I mean, it was insane. And I saw actually our friend Erica from Chalk Talk.
Oh, yeah,
she,
yeah.
Like, quote, did it. And she was like, this gives me so much anxiety. And I was like, oh, that's what I thought too. When I saw it, like, I don't know what artist. Well, I do know what artist that I would maybe stand in a pack of people.
We all know what artist you would
stand in
a pack of people
like that for.
Yeah.
But it looked terrible.
Yeah. I want to know how much I would have to figure out my price to attend ACL.
Oh, I know.
Or any sort of outdoor festival
Sweaty.
Or concert.
There was apparently something called the ACL flus going around because like the allergy, like the air quality and the amount of people all led to like all these people getting sick after ACL, which isn't shocking. Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't. The price tag would be very large.
Right.
And I don't think anybody's interested in paying me a large amount of money to go.
No. In fact, people pay a large amount of money to go to ACL.
And you know what? It takes all kinds to make the world go round.
It does.
Right? There are concert people and festival people, and there are social anxiety people. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds. And so the good news is you can do whatever you want. If you choose to go to ACL, that is your thing, then get after it and kick ass.
Yeah.
And if I choose to sit in my house and try to stay awake until midnight so my daughter can be picked up from the Megan Maroney concert, then that's what I'll do.
Yeah. It's a little sad because I'm feeling that way too a lot more. And then it makes me wonder, like, what do we have? What's going to happen when we're like 80 if we're already like this?
Well, think about it. Like, I saw it with my dad before he died. They're like, he didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, to get my dad and stepmom to my wedding in Puerto Vallarta was like, it was a big deal for them to get on a plane. Because they just had zero desire to leave Graham, Texas ever again.
Right.
And so it's just crazy. And I don't know that I'll ever be that bad. Like, I like to travel.
Yeah.
To an extent. I mean, we all know I won't get on a plane for 8 hours plus, but anyway, but so I don't see that happening, but I don't know, maybe it will. But I know that I've reached the point in my life where it's like, you have two options. You can have three girlfriends over to your house, or four girl, whatever, how many ever girlfriends over to your house to play Mahjong and drink wine, or you can go to this really cool concert.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, let's get those tiles out.
Same.
Let's
same.
Let's get in our comfy clothes. Let's
sounds
put
so much better.
Yes. I know. I think that does mean we're old, but I also think it means I think it means we're mature.
Maybe.
Or no fun.
Old and lame. Yeah. I mean, well, like
all those things.
And it kind of makes you value a night, random night out.
Yeah. I'm going to have a night out this weekend. We just got invited to go to Nate Bergazzi?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got invited to go.
Oh, that's fun. Nate Bergazzi. That's a fun outing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to go.
You'll have
to
a
that.
Seat, right? Like,
let's hope so.
Where is it?
I can't really, we're not in the pit.
Yeah. We stand Bergazzi. The whole time for stand-up
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, but he's funny, right? I've
yes,
seen
he's
some
very
clips
funny.
Of him.
He's great. If yeah. I were to go see a new comedian and be him. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I told you he's the one that like my college friends a few years ago on one of our girls trips that we do each year, we like had some gummies and watched him, and it was the best night ever.
Okay.
So you should ramp up for it.
Maybe I'll hit some
by
early
doing
birds.
That. Yeah. Have some early birds and watch a little bit. Cause he's okay. funny. He's more like real life humor. Like cause
okay.
he's married with kids. And
okay.
so it's just like the little intricacies of life that he leans into
okay.
and makes you laugh.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. He's great. Is it in Fort Worth?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We just got invited
I
this
saw
morning.
Someone posting tickets on her.
And I was like, I'm in. Let's go. Yeah. So, yeah.
Good
we're
for you.
Here. Yeah. And I think, too, it matters, like, the company you're with. Like, if you really like the people, it's like, oh, we'll have fun regardless.
Yeah. Oh, know? Yeah. I just got invited on a random Vegas weekend, Kelly and I,
oh.
with another couple. And I'm
hey.
Really efforting it. I really want it to happen.
Okay.
To your point about just like yeah. a random, like, you know what?
Get out of town.
Getting out of Dodge. And it's like the weekend of our school auction. That is,
yeah.
I mean, you pay $300-something just to go to that. So
yeah.
if I take that money, that's a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm kind of thinking that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
My friend's going, oh, you would die.
Okay.
It's like BravoCon.
Oh my God. Okay. So I have a friend who also goes to BravoCon.
Uh-huh.
And I like Bravo. I like reality TV. I don't think I would ever go to BravoCon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she wants to go like to two different things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it'd be the whole
thing. I would be curious
there's
to
like
know
a
which
panel.
Okay, I want to know which one.
There's like the Housewives panel is like Thursday night.
Okay.
And then,
I want to know which one.
Yeah. And I thought it could be good networking or something. Like just go pass out the mom game.
Sure.
Who wants to come on our show or who wants to.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Never
They're
know.
Famous. We're more famous than us. So
yeah.
if I go noodle around in there, who knows what happens?
Yeah, because I'm in on Beverly Hills and Orange County.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried to get into Salt Lake City because some of my girlfriends said it's really good. But those are the only two. And then, of course, Vanderpump Rules and Southern Charm.
They're like, all still happening?
So they go cyclical. So right okay. now, I'm only on Orange County.
Oh, okay.
And that shit's, those bitches are crazy as fuck.
They're all crazy.
Oh, yeah. My. But these, I mean, I'm just like.
The Orange County ones are probably next level with California.
But
honey.
I know, but it's like, do you see how you look on this TV show?
They don't care because they're getting
AF.
Rich, I guess.
I don't even know. Do
they're
they get
famous.
Paid that well?
I think it's.
Like, can I be super shallow and judgy?
Yeah.
Because some of these women, like Heather Dubrow, like she's next level. Her husband's a plastic surgeon. She's an actress. Like she's next level. All of her stuff is next level. But like the other women, it's like they live in nice houses, but it's not like these extravagant, not like the Beverly Hills chicks. Like those chicks are fucking next level.
Yeah.
But the Orange County ones are just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, very, very nice. Don't get me wrong. But like when you think of like, I don't know. I don't think they're making like bukus.
No, I don't think it's bukus, but then of course it like launches their.
Then it leads
whole
to other things.
Influencer career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the one, my favorite girl on all the Housewives, her name's mm-hmm. Gina,
mm-hmm.
and she's just hilarious. Her husband actually, or her fiance, or her boyfriend, whatever she is, reminds me of Kelly.
Oh, really?
Like just his appearance.
Yeah.
Like tall, bearded, dark hair. Anyway, he reminds me of Kelly, but she's my favorite because she's just like, she. This very self-deprecating. She tries to make fun out of everything. Like, you know, even if it's like everybody's getting into a knockdown drag out, she's like, I mean, can we eat the cake now? You know,
right.
Like, you know,
she brings some levity.
She's trying to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's fun. So, well, that would be fun. BravoCon.
Kind of fun. It's like, yeah, I think there'd be like two.
Do you
of
watch
those
anything
events.
On Bravo?
I don't think so.
You don't. Well, if you haven't started, I wouldn't start now.
Right.
It's like smoking and drinking. Like, if you haven't done it at this point in your life, like, just don't.
Just don't even
start.
Try.
No.
Just don't even try.
Save yourself.
But y'all could make me like a bingo card or something if I go of like people I'm trying to. I could just pretend to be their biggest fan.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you're a fan. Will you sign this headshot?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have headshots made. Okay. So, what was going on your fall break? I saw Anna got a STEM award.
Yes.
So what exactly? I don't know what STEM award is, but it looks like it's a big deal.
Science, technology, engineering, math.
Okay. I should know what that is.
Yeah. So okay. STEM is it's a big initiative for kids these days, for schools these days. I think leaning into it even
is
more.
Is it past elementary school? Because I feel like I heard it in elementary, but I don't feel like I'm hearing it now that my kids are in middle school.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like a STEM class or anything. It's just that she's being recognized in those subjects.
Okay.
I think that it's always something where you could say, like, it's a career path, kind of. Like, I'm into, like, STEM things, whatever. Like, if you want to do science or like, Anna wants to be an engineer, and that's why I thought it was so cool she was recognized with this. I don't know that if she's told her teacher that or not. Maybe she has. But she's told me that, and she's, like, read a couple little kid books about engineering, and It's just really exciting. Our school just started doing these awards every 9 weeks. And so there was a reading award, a STEM award, and a character award. And so we got an email that she was going to receive an award, and could we go to the assembly?
Aww.
We didn't know which one.
Right.
So, of course, Kelly and I are like, kind of look at each other like, it's probably not going to be character right now.
She went through a whole like, rough patch in the character department.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, maybe she's a different person at school, which a lot of them are because they're putting on a little act for their teacher. But and she loves to read, but I kind of had an idea. I told him, I was like, I think it's going to be STEM. And it was. And she was like one of only three girls in the grade. So one per class. So it wasn't like the whole school or anything like
but
that.
But still, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool. And it was really sweet to see like all the students there, how into it, like all of them were just cheering for each other. And like, I think it's cool that they do this and kind of giving the others something to work up to and showing, especially the character, they would read a little paragraph about them and like why they were chosen and how important it is to be kind and you make the class a better place and all this stuff. Because there is, I mean, bullying and all that stuff is it's just so bad. And I'm seeing it more as my kids get older. So to reward good behavior and to reward like doing well at school, making it cool to do well at school, I think is great. But yeah, it was really cute. She was really excited and I'm proud of her. I joked with, I guess it was the teacher or someone. I was like, that's not my brain. Like, I'm not a STEM person.
Right.
But to have that gift as a girl, I feel like it gives, hopefully if she leans into it, it can open up a lot of cool opportunities.
Yeah.
I think if you are a STEM brained person.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was cool. Well, thanks for asking.
Well, congratulations.
That was fun. Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, just so nice to have like 4 days of sleeping in for our whole family.
I know.
Ryder slept till like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, and that just, it kind of was sad. It was like, oh my gosh, this is how much this poor boy is being deprived of sleep by waking him up at 6 something for school every day.
I know.
You know?
I know. It's crazy. And, you know, the older they get, the less sleep they need. But like Henry's the same. I'm getting him up at 5:40 for football in the mornings, and you know, and then he's going all day,
right.
And then you have practice after school and homework and all the things.
And I know,
just like this, yeah.
It's like the obvious thing is we'll get him to bed earlier so they can still get their 8 to 10 hours, but you can't get him to bed earlier sometimes with these late activities.
Yeah,
so it is hard. It does make me think about like what are we doing here? But
I know.
But it's just the way it's always been.
On
the
a daily basis.
Right?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here? Why are we pushing these kids to exhaustion?
I know.
But it was great. We went to the fair. I'm guessing, are y'all going to make it?
We are not.
You're not.
Going to make it.
Do your kids want to go?
So it's another thing. Okay, much like Disney and all the other things we've discussed. Unless my kids are begging for it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really funny when we went last year.
Yeah. Speaking of anxiety. So many people.
What?
So hot. Yeah. God, that food hall was the worst. I was like, oh,
it was like shoulder to shoulder.
Everybody wanted to get in out of the heat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I don't think we'll make it this year.
I love the fair. I know. It was so fun.
Okay, but doesn't it cost $800 million to go to the fair and do it right?
Yes.
It's so much.
I mean, the kids got tickets from school. Do your kids get tickets?
I haven't seen them.
It might just be elementary. I don't know. But they got tickets from school, and Kelly and I bought like parent tickets for $5 off. So our tickets were just under $40 for us too. And then theirs were free. And then parking, we went with my parents. I think my stepdad ended up paying for it. I actually didn't even notice the transaction. But that was like $30 probably to park.
Yeah.
And then you have to tram like so far in. And then the thing that really sucks is the games, because the kids want to do the games, and it's 10 tickets a game, which is like $10.
Yeah.
And they'll give you like three balls and be like, throw these balls.
There goes $10.
And there's $10. So I started doing the kids, every kid wins a prize. I took them to those because my kids are still excited about like winning anything, like a little stuffy or whatever. And then Ryder chose one that was not win a prize. And we like had this big talk. We're like, are you sure? Like, it's shoot three basketballs into the hoop.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's kind of far away.
The year we went to the fair and took the kids, I think we spent $184 at the basketball goal.
Yes. Well, because you can win a jersey. You can win basketballs. I said a little prayer because he missed his first two shots. I was like, please go in. Please go in. Please go in. You don't understand. This could change the whole trajectory of my day if Ryder makes this damn shot. And he made it. So we got a basketball, like a Sooner basketball. And he was so happy. And then we were, you know, but like if he would have missed it, it would have been terrible.
I know.
So thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for
letting Ryder make that
shot. He was watching over you.
Yeah.
Watching over that third shot.
Yep.
Okay.
It was fun.
You ready for a little sports squirtsy stuff?
I'm ready.
Ready. Yeah. Speaking of basketball, well, we're not going to talk basketball because it hasn't started yet.
But basketball is a sport.
It is a sport.
And sports squirts brought to us by our friends at Baylor Scott & White. The Mom Game wants you to unleash your frog power with our friends at Baylor Scott & White, All Saints. They are a proud sponsor of TCU Athletics, and they are giving you the chance to win a football signed by head coach Sonny Dykes. Very cool. Here's how to enter. Snap a picture of the QR code on your screen. It will take you straight to the entry form, or visit the Mom Game Instagram. Click the link in our bio labeled Baylor Scott & White Enter to Win Contest. While you're there, check out game day tips to keep you at your peak so every game feels like your best game. And remember, at Baylor Scott & White Health, you've got a team that has your back. Entries must be received prior to 11:59 on December 1st. December already creeping up on us, Emily. Did you know Christmas is in 72 days?
No.
I was going to tell you that off the top.
Thank you. That's a lot.
I thought we could start.
I mean, it's not a lot. It's not enough.
It sounds like
it's
Christmas
a lot to
is
handle.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Like, but 72 days, we have some time.
We do.
We have some time.
Yeah.
But go enter in that football. Enter to win that football because it could be a great Christmas present.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. You alluded. Did we talk about this on the air or off the air? Cowboys, I watched them while tracking Henry on Game Changer. Offense was good, not great, which they have to be great to win.
Defense. Yeah, because the defense is terrible, right?
It's awful. It's so bad.
It's like laughable at this point. Kind of funny.
So now they're 2-3-1. And they had a huge opportunity because the Eagles lost to the Giants. So, like, the NFC East could be wide open. It looks like it still could be. But the Cowboys just didn't – they couldn't get it done. The thing that killed it – well, listen, a million things killed them throughout the game. But the Panthers got the ball back with, like, 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, down three or four, whatever. They ended up holding – having possession of the ball for the final 6 minutes of the game and then kicked a field goal with no time left to win it.
Okay. So they're just killing time.
Yeah. No. So wait, no, they were up. The math doesn't make sense. Mm. They were up by four, whatever. Okay. They were up. They ran the clock out to the tune of a 6 minute drive in the fourth quarter, which sucks.
Yeah.
Cowboys
they
could not get the ball back.
Three.
Yeah. So they must have been up by four, and then that field goal put them up by seven.
Yeah.
And then kept the ball out of Dak's hands, which is the most important thing.
Right. Yeah, it just kind of sucks because after the tie with the Packers, it was like, oh, we.
Yeah.
But
and then they beat the Jets.
We also allowed 40 points in that game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the defense is just monumentally terrible.
I mean, I think the Cowboys are showing what everyone assumed, which is they're probably going to be about 500 this season.
Yeah.
So don't get your hopes up. At least Dak seems to be a bright spot.
Yeah. The offense. And then they'll get CD back and they'll get I can't, don't know the status of the offensive line, but they'll start getting those reinforcements back. Yeah, but they're going to have to score at least 30 points to win any game, it feels like.
Yeah.
From this point forward.
Michael Parsons is just laughing.
Probably.
At our defense.
Probably. Okay, college football. Not really, not a ton of upsets this weekend.
Well, Oklahoma lost. Missouri lost.
Well, true. Oklahoma
lost. Oklahoma lost to UT. So yeah. There were a lot of sad Sooner people who were feeling really confident, I think, going into that game.
So,
because
too.
UT had just dropped out of the rankings.
I know.
And Arch Manning was a bust and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then they were able to beat OU in front of a lot of Sooner fans at the fair.
Yeah. And... like pretty handily.
Yeah.
Like it was close in the first half and then.
Oh my gosh. Kelly was so mad.
Was he?
So grumpy. It's like, I just gave him space. I was like, okay. But yeah, Mizzou, so close.
It's
nail biter with Alabama.
I know. I was keeping track of that.
Yeah.
They lost by just a field goal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a field goal in the end. It was the last drive of the game, like that kind of thing. So proud. And it was at home. So it would have been so fun for everybody that was at that game.
Yeah.
If they had won. But. What are you going to do? It's Alabama.
It is. They're still Alabama.
I would love to beat OU in a couple weeks. We're playing them. And I think our family's going to try to go. I think
y'all need to go.
Yeah, we're trying to get some tickets and go. And if we could beat them at that one, oh my gosh, do you understand the bragging rights for me for like a year?
Okay, so would, okay, here's a question. So does, would Kelly rub it in your face if OU wins over Missouri?
No, I think he knows better.
But you would with him? Because that's the way it is in my house. Like, if TCU wins, Mike's like, oh, that's a good game, or whatever. But if Tech wins, it's like, suck it! Record! Guns up! Like,
right. Just
he is a very humble, gracious winner.
Yeah.
In that regard. Not in everything. In that regard. But with me, it's not. And we don't even play. And it makes me mad because we're not playing TCU this year.
Yeah.
And we have TCU season tickets. I root for TCU every game except for when they play Tech.
Yeah.
And... this is the best chance. I mean, they've owned us recently. And so I'm like, why can we not play TCU this year? When
right.
We have like the best defense in the country and we're running for 800 yards a game. Like, why can't we play them this year?
Yeah. The schedules are weird.
It's because you have 800 teams in every league. That's why. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Big 12 has 82 teams and the SEC has 43 teams. I mean, it's just insanity.
Yeah.
But I wish we played them because I was like, I feel like this would be the year where we would dominate.
Yeah.
And then we don't even get that chance.
I'm sorry. That's sad for you.
Sad.
That is sad for you.
But you know what will make up for it?
What?
If we go to the Big 12 championship game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I know. I can't. I should bleep that or drop
you
that.
Said it.
What do
it's
you
in,
say?
It's in it's
no.
the
earth. What do you call it?
Earth.
What do you call it when you have to cut something out in radio?
Dump that.
Dump it. Dump that. Dump that. We're
dump
not going
that.
To the Big 12 championship game.
It'd be cool if you did.
It would be cool.
Yeah, Mizzou and OU are going to play each other for like the next 8 years or something. And we haven't. Like Kelly and I have been married for 11 years and I think we played them twice or, you know,
I
maybe.
Know. But then who knows how college football is going to change in the next couple of years.
Right. But with the schedule, it says we're all supposed to play each other.
I know.
I'm excited because that'll be a fun memory for my children.
Yes.
And
house divided.
I don't know if you saw our photos. They were all OU'd out this weekend.
If Missouri starts winning, they'll hop back on the bandwagon because my kids have been TCU bandwagon. Not so much Henry, definitely Hattie.
Yeah.
Henry still loves Tech, like because he got to, you know, he's been around it more.
Yeah.
But just wait, they'll come around.
Especially if Mizzou wins and they're there to see it.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Come on, Tigers.
Okay, MLB playoffs. We're in the middle of that. We tape on Tuesday, so this could be a little outdated, but Seattle's up 2-0 on Toronto. They won both games in Toronto.
Wow.
And now go back to Seattle, which they look really, really good.
Yeah.
Seattle does.
That's awesome.
And then Milwaukee dropped the opener or the first game of that series to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Low scoring game 2-1. So the championship series both well underway. And I would love nothing more than for the Brewers to win the whole thing because my friend Sophia works for the Brewers. She's the dugout reporter for the Brewers and has been for a long time. And I want her to get a ring really, really bad.
Aww.
So I am team Brewers.
Yeah.
And then Stars opening night is Tuesday night, tonight.
Tonight at home. Yeah. They've played a couple games on the road.
They won both of them.
Yeah.
And scored like 800 goals.
They've won both of them. Yeah. They're
How
two
much have I exaggerated this episode?
A lot of exaggerations.
So many exaggerations.
Okay. It makes things more exciting in
life.
It does. They're 2-0. A couple of big wins to start the season off and big wins for Coach Glenn Gulleton and his return to the team. And they're going to host Minnesota. It's fun to see some people being early season excited about the Stars. And they were two division, like rivalry wins over Winnipeg and Colorado. So,
yeah.
And I think Colorado was in a shootout even. So, pretty exciting start to the season.
Yeah. Take those points when you can get them.
Yeah. It was funny. I saw a post game interview with the Avalanche head coach, and I think it's Bedard, whatever his name is. He's kind of an interesting dude. And they said, because I guess we don't play Colorado again until March. And so someone asked him, this is just an example of like media, like beat writers, how much they dig in on certain things and how the coaches don't necessarily care. They said, are you upset that you don't, the way the schedule plays out, you don't play the Stars again until March? This was after a tough shootout loss, right? And you kind of maybe want to get some revenge. And he was like, no, actually, I don't care at all. I had no idea. And I'd be fine if we never played the Dallas Stars again.
Yeah. So March, though, that is a long
time. It's a long time for a divisional.
I mean, it's October.
I know. That's like, I mean, that's
November,
the end of
December,
the
January. That's 4 months away.
Which is weird because we usually do play them. It seems like every month at least. Yeah. So it was kind of funny because the coaches don't look ahead. Like they don't. They're like,
they don't.
What's tomorrow? Like, who? What are we doing tomorrow?
Much
less March. Yeah. It was just funny. I was like, it's just. The media always asks, you have to come up with questions. You have to come up with storylines. You have to come up with topics. Coaches, players are just like, I don't know. I got to go home, get home from this game and take a shower and then
get ready for the next game.
Probably get on a flight tomorrow. I haven't looked at that, but it was funny.
That's funny.
I liked hearing him say that the Stars were a bee in his bonnet, if you
will.
Well,
good.
Yeah.
But this is a fun time of year where all the sports kind of converge.
It is fun.
Because basketball is about to start up. Mavs season, still in preseason, but they're starting the season soon.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have all four going all at one time.
Yep.
Okay, let's do a little feed stuff brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. If you have seen our socials and our website lately, you know that we are not responsible for all of that because we are not capable of all of that. Thanks to our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. We have upped our social media game. We've upped our website. They handle pretty much anything you can imagine. Brand management, monetization management, collaborations, influencer management. They do content creation and photography. Like I said, the social media management aspect. And then that website design, they redesigned our website. It looks fantastic. I suggest you go there and subscribe to our newsletter. As soon as you click on themomgamepod.com, a little pop-up window will pop up, and then you put your email address in and subscribe to that newsletter. We are inching ever closer to 1,000 subscribers.
We'll get there.
We're going to get there.
We'll get there eventually.
We're just going to keep talking about it. And you're going to get a really cool prize. We don't know exactly what it is, but it probably will involve wine and early bird CBD gummies and Yo Quiero salsa, guacamole, and queso.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good things.
Everything.
All the things. And maybe even another surprise.
Maybe even a garage tune-up.
Oh, or we could, okay.
Mm-hmm. A garage tune-up from our friends at Trident Access Services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds like a great
plan. Who doesn't want that?
Yes.
They are doing something very cool right now. These are our friends at Trident Access Services. They can help you with your gate or your garage, both all at once, one or the other, whatever you need. You don't think about your garage, but if your garage is having issues, it's a pain in your ass. You don't want to get stuck in there when you have a car full of kids and driving, going to get carpool, and you're stuck in your garage because it won't open. It's pretty terrible. So make sure that you give our friends at Trident Access Services a call, and they will hook you up. In fact, right now there's a fall tune-up special. So if there's something that maybe is bothering you and you just need to have it checked out, maybe it's making a weird noise, maybe every once in a while it just pauses, maybe there's a dent in it or whatever, they can come do a full inspection, adjustment, lubrication of all of the moving garage door components to give you some peace of mind as you head into the colder months. When things are cold, things start to freeze a little bit more and don't work as well. So it's a good thing to get ahead of. They'll inspect your door opener, hinges, and components for sign of wear or damage, tighten any loose hardware, lubricate all moving parts. They'll inspect your spring cables, rollers, and track for proper tension alignment, all this stuff with all these fancy words that they know all about. And the best part is, say that you need something done with your garage or your gate, you will get a 10% discount on all repairs, installations, and services. And you can get that tune-up special right now for $39.99. What a deal.
What a deal.
Trident Access Services, I believe, Em, the website is...
TX Trident.com.
That's right. TXTrident.com. And if you do support our friends over there at Trident Access Services, let us know because we want to give you a shout out too.
Absolutely. Okay. There was something we talked about last week, but we didn't actually get to talk about it. We teased it, but then we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Silent exclusion. Silent exclusion.
This is something that...
And I don't know what it is.
You don't. Yeah. This is something that is, I think, probably happens to parents and kids. It's when you silently exclude somebody from something via the text string. Like, via, like, taking somebody off of a text string or...
So they would know if you remove them from the conversation. Can you remove someone from a conversation from a text string?
Yeah. Or you can just start a fresh one.
Oh, side text. So we're side text. We're talking side text.
Or just like, so this is, I have a parent example, and this one just made me laugh. Like, it wasn't a big deal, but Kelly and I played on this mixed doubles team last year, or I've been a part of this team for many years, and I finally brought him onto the team, and we weren't very available last year, like, to do it. I noticed because a couple of
I just love
my,
that you and Kelly play tennis together.
Well, like, we don't really. We'd only played a few. We tried. We try every once in a while. We play pickleball together, too. But
I don't know that I could play competitive anything with my husband.
Yeah. I don't love it, honestly. But a lot of the people. I used to be on a mixed team without him, and I loved that. And then everyone started bringing on their spouses. And I was like, well, I can't. I guess I need to bring on.
Yeah.
My spouse, and he's actually pretty good. He just doesn't like practice much, but he could be really good.
Oh, but that's okay. This is why I don't want to play my husband.
Yeah.
Is because he doesn't pick up a fucking tennis racket and then he beats my ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is bullshit and it's dumb and I don't like you and I don't like playing with you and you need to go away.
Right.
Like, because I know that it makes me very angry.
That
because
he's good?
Yes.
But even if you win, like if he's the reason you win, that should make you happy.
I guess we've never played on the same team.
Yeah.
But
you don't like losing to him.
No, I hate losing to him in any regard. Mm-hmm. But it also pisses me off that he doesn't touch a racket and then can just, and he does that dumb shit where you put the spin on it. And I'm like, that's just, it's rude and it's cocky. And
oh, yeah. Like the
go
drop
F yourself.
Shots. Like,
what is that? Like, who are you? Like,
yeah.
Fucking Pete Sampras? Like, what are we doing here?
Right. What are you doing?
Yeah. I just don't need to be involved with my husband in any way athletically.
I agree. And you also...
We need
tennis is my escape.
Of church and state.
From everything. Yeah. And I love... I don't know. When we've played pickleball and tennis, because I'm like on paper better than him and I play a lot and I should be better than him, he almost like gets mad if I'm not like... perfect, like 100%. Like he'll be like, oh, like
where are all these lessons
right?
going?
Yeah,
Julie,
like, oh,
come on.
You know, he'll make little comments. I'm like, if I was perfect, I'd be playing professional tennis. Like nobody's perfect. You understand how this works out percentage wise. Like the best tennis players in the world make like, I don't know, 60% of their shots or something. So yeah, I'm gonna fucking mess up. Like anyway, so I don't love it either, but we did do it a couple times. And the mixed doubles team. I was talking to one of my friends who was like, yeah, I had my mixed match today. And I was kind of like, wait, mixed. Oh, they just started a new text string and didn't invite us back. That's the silent exclusion.
So this is what happens to me. This is what's happened to me on the last two tennis teams I was a part of.
Yeah.
They just like, they just didn't include
they just,
me
like, wither away.
On the drills. And then I like look on social media and they're like, won our first match today. And I'm like, oh, those are the people I used to play tennis with. Aw.
Maybe they lost my number.
Nope, didn't. Definitely didn't.
Invitation got lost in the mail.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, twice. This has happened to me twice. Welcome to the club.
Right. Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the club.
And I just blame my husband because it's never happened to me individually.
Yeah. So, sorry, Kelly.
Yeah. Suck. No, I think we just weren't available. But, like, the way that society is afraid to apparently just
Just tell me, like, you're not taking this seriously enough. You suck at tennis.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Just face it. And I think we would all be okay. But then I heard, like, this is actually a thing with kids. And, like, once people get phones, and you might know more about this,
yeah.
but it's like, there's a text string for, like, say it's like 10th grade girls or 9th grade girls or 7th or whatever. And then you have to like make it onto the text string. Moms do this. Like there's mom text strings that I know of where how do I get onto the,
yeah.
but like once the text string starts, they don't like invite new people, or do they like have little, should we put them on the text string or not?
Right.
Like, do you vote? Like, how the hell does this work? I'm not.
So I don't
rule any text strings.
So I have very few text strings like that are groups. I have the Remedial Book Club text string, mm-hmm. which is, it's in the grand scheme of things is fairly new, but I have two girl text. No, I have three. So I have, my MFFLB, which is a Friday lunch group that we used to have. Now we don't get to lunch as much as we used to. There's five of us in there. And then all of those girls are in the RBC text, the Remedial Book Club text. And then I have my MLB girls text. And that's my only, outside of like my family, those are the only three texts I have.
Yeah.
Like strings that I, do you pin your text?
No.
Okay. So I pin mine.
Oh, so they're like always.
So they're always there. Because, you know, I have an issue with deleting and over-deleting. Yes. And so these are the ones I have. So I have nine. You can pin nine. So I have nine text strings pinned. So two of them are for the mom game. One of them's for carpool. Whatever.
I never knew how you did that. I just thought my phone randomly started pinning things.
No.
Because I have random.
I can show you how to do it. Okay. My kids taught me how to do it.
Oh, cool.
But I can see where that would be a thing. But I also, too, have one on my phone called Side Text right now. Mm. It's not because we were trying to exclude people, but it was only because not all of the members of RBC were at something we all did together. And then we were communicating about it.
Uh-huh.
So then we had a Side Text about
it. But now you need to bring that back over.
Well, no, I still have RBC.
Right.
And I don't.
But
even,
have you started using Side Text more?
I haven't. Let me see.
Because the other people have no idea that they weren't at something.
The last text to Side Text was F Labor Day. I don't know what that means.
Uh-huh.
And it was sent at 7:34 on September 22nd. So okay. It's not super active, but we just had that one.
Now, what in this scenario, what would happen is y'all would realize, like, this is actually who I really want to be talking to, and just start doing it on that, or, like, planning things, or, like, having dinner, and then the people on the original would be like, what?
Where it's been so
That's
quiet.
Silent exclusion.
Okay.
It keeps happening. It happens to kids. I've heard about, like, if someone decides that, like, they're not cool or whatever in middle school, they take them off at text.
Okay. So that stinks. And I will tell you from my kids' experience, Hattie has 184, continuing the exaggeration, group chats.
Yeah.
Like, it's like with her volleyball team, with her football team, with her gymnastics crew, with her hip hop crew, with her English class.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So I don't, like, with her, I don't think there's any sort of, like, intentional exclusion.
Yeah.
I would hope not. I mean, we do the random phone checks and I'll ask about that. Like, I don't know.
Well, and she might end up in this scenario too. Like, it's not always her, but like, what if there's others that she's not on
that they're,
and you don't know because you're not on it, but
right.
then you find out and you're like, well, this is
so silent exclusion. Weird.
Silent exclusion. Yeah. That's what I'm calling it. And it's just kind of mean.
Well, I'm sorry you got kicked off your tennis team.
I don't really care about that.
But I will say,
I'm on my main one. That's what matters.
Welcome to the club.
If I got kicked off my real team and they silent excluded me, I'd be beating some bitches up.
Okay. Warning to Julie's current tennis team. She is not having that. Okay. I feel like we might not have time for this little list that I had, mm-hmm. unless we want to just power through it. Because we still have, I want to get an update on Mark Sanchez.
There's that.
Yeah.
So we can.
Do you want to save this or hammer through it?
Let's save it.
Okay. We'll tease it for next week. People online listing things they just don't get the appeal of at all. And some of it's being mean, but sports betting and gambling. People don't understand gambling. Rude. Okay. Okay, let's do a little TMG. We'll talk about that next week. We have a lot of good stuff We need a week where we don't have anything happen in our lives to where we just get to all the good stuff that Jasmine puts in our tackle
box. Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. So nothing can happen in your life for the next 7 days. I won't let anything happen in my life.
Okay.
There won't be anything to catch
in my room.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell my whole family. Be like, this is an experiment for the mom game. Yep, nothing is supposed to happen in my life. Don't talk to me. Don't bug me. I'm just going to sit here and catch up on Bravo.
Yeah. We have no stories to tell. We're just going to get to all of our stuff in the tackle box. Okay. Let's do a little TMG news desk brought to us by our friends at Susan G. Coleman.
Yes. We are about halfway through Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I love that this event is going to be happening during Breast Cancer Awareness Month because we are working with our friends at Susan G. Coleman for an October 23rd event at Truck Yard.
Which is a week from today. A week from Thursday. By the time the show's airs.
Soon. We're super excited about it. There's going to be Emily and I doing a live podcast on stage at the Truck Yard. There's going to be live music after us, all kinds of fun booths and things that you can participate in. Come hang out. We are going to have a special guest join us on the pod. I think I know who maybe it is. We need an update, but it could be somebody really great that we're going to have fun with.
And yeah, keep an eye on the socials.
It'll
keep
also be our show for the week.
Yeah.
Also, there is one walk remaining this weekend as well. It's the walk in Dallas with Susan G. Coleman. If you want to sign up and participate, every dollar that you raise will support advancements in care that provides hope to people facing breast cancer. Go to Coleman.org/DallasRace to sign up for that.
Yay. Okay, quick update on the Mark Sanchez. I'm calling him Sanchez because you called him Sanchez.
I called him Sanchez Sanchez.
Sanchez. So Mark Sanchez, who was arrested, he was the victim of a stabbing, but it was because he went after this like grease truck driver that was just like
trading out vegetable oil
like crazy, went nuts in the back of a.
That's got to be drugs, right?
I don't know. I mean, that just. It completely wheels off. He was broadcasting a game like 24 hours later in Indianapolis. And anyway, just very wheels off story. But apparently the mother of his first child came out last Sunday and said that his stabbing and arrest in Indianapolis was not surprising. She is a UK born model. Her name's Bobby T. She goes by Bobby T, but her real name is Erin Campanaris.
Yeah, that wouldn't cut it.
No.
The model world.
She's Bobby T. They have an 8-year-old son, and she took to Instagram a week after the news broke that the 38-year-old had been booked into an Indianapolis jail. She said, quote, "I am aware of the serious criminal charges currently facing my son's father, Mark Sanchez. My foremost priority has always been and remains our 8-year-old son, Daniel. I choose to remain silent publicly to protect Daniel." Past tense. "Now that everything is out in the open, my focus hasn't changed. I've always been concerned for his safety and for what he is exposed to. Sadly, none of this is surprising to me."
Ouch.
So Mark Sanchez married another woman, actress Perry Matfield, in May of 2023. She revealed in February that she was expecting twins with Sanchez. So, okay, if she revealed she was expecting twins with him in February... How far along is that? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Oh, so they just had him. Glenn told us that last week.
Yeah.
Like tiny twin babies.
Yeah.
So he's got tiny twin babies and then this 8-year-old and that baby mama.
Two different
women, which who cares? That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just thinking of all the people that are affected by his behavior.
But the first baby mama is saying like, this is not surprising.
Yeah.
At all. Like that she's been worried for her 8-year-old and what he's exposed to. And like the dude was 69, just a grease truck driver. And apparently his son was getting married like the next week and he couldn't even go to the wedding because he's so effed up from Mark Sanchez beating his ass.
Level 5 felony battery resulting in serious bodily injury charge along with 3 misdemeanor charges. I saw a video of him coming out of the hospital. Like I guess he came out of the hospital and then like went straight to police or whatever. And he's just like, he said, "I'm just ready to see my wife and kids." Like, well, you should have been thinking about that when you were.
I know. Maybe he'll turn it around. I don't know.
Hopefully.
It seems sad.
He was maintaining a great job, you know, he had a lot going for him. But that was a wild story. And his ex-wife using the opportunity to take a public shot.
Oh, yeah. I was going to stay quiet, but now that things are out in the open, right. I'm just going to go zing, yep. Just zing it. I'm just going to pull a little, mm-hmm. I'm going to pull an arrow out of the back, and then I'm going to rear back and just fire yep. it off.
Hit them while they're down, lady.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's sad and crazy, and it's just sad and crazy. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
Okay, do we have our guest yet? Can you hear anything? So I want to hit this story because I feel like this is hitting close to home. 65% of people have, quote, had it up to here with tipping. According to a new report, the average person has paid around $150 in tips and they're not totally comfortable with over the last year. $150? I feel like that's a bargain.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like I'm getting hit for tips. So I told you we went to go get Hattie's ears pierced.
Mm-hmm. Did they want a tip?
Dude, it's not cheap, but yes, tip. Like, and it was like, and it wasn't just, will you leave a tip? It was like, this is what most people are doing with a face with hard eyes. And I was like, so now I'm a giant bitch because I'm not doing what most people are. We're talking about 20, 25% on a service that cost $100 to get her ears pierced.
Right. And how long did it take? Like,
32 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just on everything.
Right. Everything. Cool. Like, I get a service, like if it's a service job and you're doing a great job, like obviously how this all started, waiting tables, something like that. Those people.
Okay. But people waiting tables don't, have you ever waited tables?
No, I've hostessed.
Okay. So when you wait tables, you don't get minimum wage. You get like a percentage of minimum wage.
Right.
So they're counting on those tips to bring you up to minimum wage and then some. So I get that. Yes. That makes sense.
Yes.
But don't come at me when you're making regular salary or hourly wages and then want me to up it on the tip.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I forget where I was the other day.
And
but
I feel
it was
like they're shaming you into it. They're shaming you.
Yeah.
Like they turn that thing around and then there's the hard eyes and then a sad face for the 10% or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I'm like if you go up to a counter and not even in a food place, I forget where I was. And
so
it was
stressful.
Like, I was just buying something. And it was like, if you want to help reward our employees with a tip, it's like, wait, that's not my job.
I know.
The company needs to reward the employees and you can give them bonuses and stuff. But I don't know in what world people think that like, there's just buku money out there where we can just be paying people tips on every single thing that we do in life.
Well, and then I wonder,
we're all struggling here.
This is the question I have too, is when you, like, I wonder at the ballpark or at Jerry World or wherever it is, when you, because I've heard that the people working when they turn it around and like, do you want to tip 10%? That those people that are actually serving you and getting your French fries and your burger aren't the ones, they're not getting the
probably
money.
Not.
And so that sucks.
Yeah.
And that's shitty.
Yeah.
If people are doing that.
Well, and yeah, it is awkward when they're like in your face or something and you're feeling the pressure. Well, even at Starbucks, like the drive through, like they literally hand you their coffee, but they're like standing there and you're holding the machine and you have to do that Apple
Pay
thing.
That's why you order on the app.
And they're,
order on the app.
Yeah.
That's
a good point because you don't have to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I go in there and I'll have some cash because I go the same place every day and I'll just leave them a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay. I believe we have our special guest joining us here today. Sammy, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sammy Ray Howard. So excited to have you. Thank you so much for being with us. First of all, we have to talk about our mutual connections. So you reached out to us a couple months ago. First of all, weren't you expecting when we first heard from you?
No, I still am.
You still are? Okay. I was about to say, did we catch you like mid-birth?
No,
are you having a baby
calendar
right now?
Before I just totally, tap out. So
shut it down.
Thanks for giving me something to look forward to while I wait.
Okay, good. Yes. So give us a little bit of your background. As far as, kind of what you have done in this space of kind of balancing motherhood, wifehood, and building a career and a business.
And sports, too.
Yeah. And sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from North Carolina. My husband is from Georgia. We're East Coasters. And we met in college. I did not grow up anywhere around football or caring about sports at all. So that was a little bit of a learning curve for me, because he and I met freshman year and he was playing college football. So I kind of had to learn all that. And then he went on and played a couple years professional and then got into the world of coaching. So I finally we've been together for 12 years now. So I guess that's like seven, 8 years of football life. And I finally feel like I'm not secure about my football IQ anymore. I mean, like, I'm finally getting there, finally understand it. So that's the number one thing you probably hear from everyone. We've been all over the place. Right now we're in Los Angeles with the University of Southern California. This is our first season here with this staff and this team, and it's absolutely awesome. It's our favorite place, hands down, by far, so far. But yeah, we have a 4-year-old son, and then we have baby boy on the way here in the next, hopefully, like 2 or 3 weeks. And I own a small business. I own a branding and marketing firm. It's boutique style. We've got a small team of creatives, and they're all over the country naturally, as we've been all over the country and met people along the way. So yeah, I mean, a lot packed in there.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
So my husband worked for the Dallas Stars for 14 years on the coaching staff. So I totally know kind of what you're going through. Emily has covered the Texas Rangers for a very long time, so she knows about the work-life balance when it comes to these families and their teams and in sports. How do you view it? Because I know for me, it was a little bit of a double-edged sword. It was so cool. It was so fun. Great opportunities for the family, and fun to be a part of something like that and be a part of a team. But then this is a job that takes over your family and your husband's kind of life in a way. So yeah. How do you view it, and how do you kind of deal with the day to day?
Oh man. So it's, my husband's the kind of person that could live out of a suitcase. So he's always been like, it's no big deal. Like, we're fine. We can do, you know, we can move, we can do this, we can do that. But as you know, if you're in the industry, you know, it's us ladies that have to find the new pediatricians and find the, you know, the next house and find, you know, do all the logistics once they've kind of left for the new job. So I would say the moving aspect is the biggest piece. That's a little bit challenging, but honestly, that only takes up about 20% of my brain power when it comes to thinking, you know, high level perspective on the experience. It's 80% like adventure, because all of these places, I mean, we went to the New England Patriots twice because he played there, and then we left and started coaching. Then he went back to be a scout for a couple of years. And so that's a region of the U.S. I would have never in a million years even wanted to visit, because I knew nothing about it growing up in North Carolina. And now it's one of my favorite places. And, you know, getting that experience of just physically seeing so many new places and wherever you live, you know, when we were up there, we would drive down to New York City and Jersey and hang out down there on just for the weekend. Like, all of those experiences are amazing. And also, some of my very best friends I would have never met if we weren't on different mm-hmm. staffs together from all over the country. So I would say, you know, it has its hangups here and there. And luckily we have a young child. We're not quite at the years where, you know, they're teenagers and they're maybe complaining a little bit about the different changes and challenges. But overall, I would say it's an adventure. It's a lot of fun and I love it.
So it's harder when you have kids to continue that mindset of the adventure. How do you balance that while, like, I'm letting him chase his dreams, but also trying to mix my dreams in with it? And it this career path does make it a little more difficult, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We've met a lot of people along the way that both work in athletics, and you do see a lot of, specifically with that, like you get to pick, you know, like, this is the job I want, and the other person compromises, and sometimes it flips. So those types of things, I don't envy those situations. I'm lucky that I can work remote and that my business can kind of, you know, work that way. It's one of those things, though, that I think as a family, you have to decide, like, what are the principles? What are the values? What are we looking for in order to, you know, take a leap? And I say all this, and it's not always in your control, because football is just a wild card. But when you have the opportunity to choose, you know, the number one things that we look for are like, what is the family environment? You know, when he's interviewing for a job, or, you know, you don't even call it interviewing these days with football, but when he's looking into a new job and talking to the new staff, he's talking to the head coach. He's like, okay, well, how often is family allowed on campus? How often, you know, can they come to practice? Are there dinners? Are there things that we can be involved in? Because when it comes to kids, you know, when are they going to see dad if he's gone when you wake up and, you know, you're asleep by the time he gets home? So those types of things, you know, if you have the luxury of choosing, you don't choose a job where they don't value, you know, the family aspect. But on the career end, yeah, I think I'm just, it's a blessing to be able to work remote. And honestly, it's something that I want. I don't want to work physically in an office. Just like, I've been remote since 2017, I want to say, because I started moving around with him in the football life. So like pre-COVID and everything, COVID certainly like changed things and the technology. You know, I remember being like I was leading a team too, and everyone was in the office at the agency I worked at. And I remember trying to figure out how to like screen share for a meeting and like be on a conference call, you know, like the console in the middle of the table and you can only hear whoever's right next to you. Like, certainly technology has made it a lot easier in the past few years. But really, 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 really the best way for it to ever possibly work out is to make decisions together. You know, like if I can't get what I need out of this next location, this next team, this next spot with my business or with, you know, managing the household and being a mom while you're busy, then it's not really going to work for me. And then I know I'm going to go into a mental place that's just not enjoyable, you know, and then it's not good for anybody. So it's kind of one of those things where you just choose together.
But I think that message resonates, and it's not just for, you know, spouses of, you know, dudes involved in sports, or whether they be professional or college or, you know, even high school for that matter. Like I feel like that message is so important to where I think a lot of times women lose their voice and they feel like they don't have one because the husband is making either the majority of the money or all the money or whatever. And it's just kind of what societally we defer to, is that he's in charge. He's the one making the decisions. But you bring up a really good point that those decisions need to be made together. Whether you're trying to build a business or you're just trying to build a family and raise a family in an environment that's, you know, conducive and friendly to them. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I can say the only time that because we're making these decisions together from the jump, we don't run into as many issues of like, I don't like it here, but you like it here. We don't really run into that because we're deciding together. But I will say, whenever he kind of stepped out of coaching and into NFL scouting for a couple years, that was probably, we didn't really know what it was going to look like, because scouting is so, he was an area scout and he had the Southeast, and we're from the Southeast, but we were living in Massachusetts. And they do give you options. You know, you can move to your area because as your job, that's where you're traveling around the most. But when you do that, you kind of say goodbye to being a part of the team, because you're not there for every weekend for the games and things like that. So like the family aspect, it's like, you know, when you move to a new team and a new staff or even go with a staff, like you immediately have a community. So when they said, oh, you know, you've got the Southeast, you can move to the Southeast, I'm like, okay, we could, but we would have zero friends. It's a fast-paced lifestyle. How quickly would I get into a community and things like that? So we chose to stay. And when it came time for him to start doing all the traveling, they literally like shipped his car, and it was basically parked at an airport, and he would travel, fly home for a weekend, then go back out for a few weeks. And I was miserable. That was probably the only time I've ever been like, hey, can you get a new job? Like, I cannot. He took the job and we had our son, you know, became first time parents a week later. So then we moved, you know, they were very, very helpful with the move and everything. But moving way up to a very cold place, very far from family as a first time mom, and your husband's gone all the time, like, that just wasn't.
No, not a recipe for success.
No.
Or
no,
good mental health.
No.
Yeah. Well, I love what you've been able to do along the way by creating your own business. And it's kind of what we do here on the Mom Game and why this was born. Emily and I were both broadcasters for a long time. And there's a certain point in your career where you're like, let's try doing something on our own where we can control our own schedule. We can be around for our families. And it just seems like maybe more and more moms are taking this route and figuring out what kind of skill set you have to apply and what kind of career path you can create for yourself. And I know that's something you did and something that you think is important for a lot of moms to kind of be able to have that that gumption, that confidence to be able to do something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So my background is in, I went to school for graphic design and have worked in agencies, you know, all since college. And it really got to a point, I had always thought I'd be an entrepreneur one day, but you know, when you're a kid, you're like, I don't know what it's going to be. I just know that I could run this thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's me. I got the personality. Okay. But I didn't know what it would be. So getting into graphic design, working in agencies and kind of learning just the dynamics and just learning everything you need to know about, you know, running teams and things like that. I really, I got an opportunity to leave and go with my boss at the time, who was the chief marketing officer, and help her start her business. And that taught me everything I was lacking as far as how to literally get a business up and running, how to think more, less from an operational standpoint and more from a sales side of things, and learn how to kind of pitch yourself and pitch what you do and stuff like that. So everything that I was lacking, I really gained in the 2 years that I was working there. And then I finally got to my point where I was like, okay, you know, you always want to be an entrepreneur. You know, I heard the other day, this quote, what must happen eventually must happen immediately. And my husband is very like, boom, boom, you know, they're fast paced in the football world. You tell him, I give him an idea and he's like, we'll do it now, right now. So I told him one day, I was like, you know, I feel like I could do this myself. And he said, we'll do it, start it, try to get clients, do whatever you can. And so, I started, you know, trying to kind of see like, how can I like flex these muscles of pitching myself and gaining clients and upping my freelance game. But then I got to a point where I was like working 15 plus hours a week. And, you know, we call it solo parenting in football. Mostly it's like 8 months out of the year, it's just you. And I just was burnt out. So in 2023, I started my business with the number one goal of saying like, I want to spend more time with my son. I want to be able to like take the trash out and not cry over it. You know what I mean? Like the little things that you just hit a point on. And so, yeah, a little over 2 years in, the first year was healing in a way, you know, like I really got to just chill out. You know, obviously we had a job change too. So we got to kind of get through a move. Moving from East Coast to West Coast was intimidating. So getting through all of that and then just getting here and my son starting, officially starting public school and stuff like that, just a lot of life transitions. And then this year, 2025, I decided I wanted to have another baby. So I'm like, okay, you know, when it comes to this, this is the aspect of being a mom and specifically in sports where you're kind of momming by yourself a lot of the time where you have to decide, do I want to shut down my business essentially because it's just me, or do I find a way to grow and make it all work, you know, so that you can kind of have both. So this year I've hired two people and tapped into a lot of resources for outsourcing smaller things, and found a way. And I'm happy to be sitting here today with very, very little on my to-do list left before baby gets here because we created a system. We've got, you know, great clients, great communicators on the team as well, you know, and the way that I'm doing it, I feel so passionate about just, you know, we're in this era where, like you said, like all moms are really trying to, not all moms, but a lot of us are really trying to figure out how to carve our own path and do it our way. Like we're not so stuck in like, this is the only way forward or the only career path for me. So in creating my business, obviously with it just me at first, like if I want to work Saturday morning before I get ready for a game and then not work Monday, you know, or not work Tuesday or something, or, you know, be available to take my son to his fall festival or something like that, like I can do that. And so in hiring, I had to kind of figure out like, you know, what you learn in agency life and managing teams full time is if you have full time employees, they need full time, you know, direction and help and your attention. And so for me, like not wanting to work full time at all, I was like, okay, how do I hire people that have the same kind of values and goals as me? And luckily I actually hired another football wife that's out, you know, on the other side of the country. And that actually has been great because it's like so relatable. We're in the same waves of, you know, yep. the year at the same time. But just figuring out a system for how do we function, you know, not to get too into the details, but getting away from like, oh, here's your set hours. We're not even the same time zones, you know, my employees and I. So it's like here, we don't have set hours. We just have weekly objectives and weekly or biweekly calls, and the communication standard is set and everything is so, and it's so cool. And I feel like that freedom that has been created, that I created for myself and then also have extended, you know, to hiring is amazing because I see more. I don't know if it's just, I'm just blessed with the ladies that I found. It's all ladies team right now, which is awesome too. Mm-hmm. Not that it's always going to be, but just, you know, they'll text me or be like, oh, I have this idea. Like here, it's like that, like extra mile motivation is there when you have freedom to just be you and do
yeah,
you and 100%.
And why would you want to tie someone to a strict schedule if it's like, this is what we need to get done, just get it done. And this is when we need to have it done by, get it done by then. And then we're all good.
Yeah, I know. And so like years of working in agencies and just, you know, working with clients that expect things a certain way, or it's just like, this is so nice. You know, it's like, why can't it always be this way? You know, you kind of got to figure out the kinks of, well, what day of the week is the end of the week for you versus me or whatever. And that, you know, you've worked out the kinks and then it works fine. So that freedom has been great for me and cool to see also come to fruition in the business model, if you will.
Very cool. So I like to ask people who are kind of trying to do this juggling act like we are with kids and businesses and in sports, especially, what have you learned and what is working for you when it comes to time management? Any tips and tricks? I know it's a never ending process that we're trying to all figure out, but what works for you when it comes to managing your time and kind of making sure you're making good use of your time each day and getting what you need to do on the mom side of things and the business side of things and the wife side of things all kind of done.
Number one thing is my whole entire perspective has changed now being 2 years into doing this. The first year I was like, okay, I work when he's at preschool having separation. Now it's the word blend. It's a total blend. Like there is no, if you want to do it, everything, if you want to be able to take your kids to T-ball practice and be there for whatever morning assembly they want you to come to and have your calls and do your work and all this stuff, you have to be able to blend and be like, okay with being interrupted constantly. That's something I'm not good at. I've always been a highly, highly focused person where I can sit at my desk and hours fly by and I don't notice. So that has been such an adjustment. And it works though. It works, you know, and also just, it's like life is a blend and you have to be flexible. You have to be okay with pivoting. And if someone, you know, if you're sick or your son is sick, I mean, I'm pregnant these days. So it's like, if I just don't feel good, I can't beat myself up about not getting my to-do list done, you know? So, and then also like, you know, a big part of wanting to start my own business and do things my way and kind of control, you know, the communication with clients and stuff, establish that myself, is that I wanted to be present in this lifestyle. You know, I mean, it's a unique lifestyle. A lot of people, you know, my friends and I around here, our kids will complain sometimes, like, I don't want to go to football practice. And we're like, do you know how many adults wish they could go and sit on the side of a USC football practice and they're not even allowed in the building? Like, you need to get it together, have a good attitude, you know? And so wanting to just be a part of that and feel like, you know, my husband's not out here putting in all these hours and missing everything with us for no reason. Like, we're enjoying it. We're there, we're present. We get to see him. So I don't know. I don't know if there's any tips in there.
No, I like that. The word blend, I feel like, is a great one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The whole blending of things. You can't, especially as women, as moms, as wives, like
you can't compartmentalize
the anymore. The black and white is pretty much out the door.
Yeah.
And you better be ready to.
The kids will come knocking on your office door. Like,
exactly.
At all hours of the day.
Well, tell us, before we go, tell us where we can find more about you, your business, all that kind of stuff while you're on maternity leave.
Yeah, I know. Maternity leave is like a big, I don't even know what it means to me right now. But anyways, we'll figure it out. This is a new version of maternity leave.
Yeah.
But I didn't even say my business name, so let's start there. My business is called Little and Much Creative. So on Instagram or social media, littlemuchcreative.com or at littlemuchcreative. We are, you know, things are running fluidly as I'm kind of just taking it day by day. So we are definitely taking on new business for the new year. So excited about that. And then my social media, I guess, for me is at Sammy Ray Howard. So yeah, it's been cool to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. We're so glad you, joined us, and please tell Dennis and Tasha I said hi, in Lincoln as well.
They're great.
I know them back from my, my Texas Tech days, eons and eons and eons ago. So yeah, I've got to meet
small world. Football is a small world.
It really
we
is.
Know somebody that we, everybody knows everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Sammy Ray, what we do is we, as cheesy as it is, we throw up the peace signs and look at our cameras and say "Mom Game Out" at the end of every episode. So here we go on the count of three: one, two, three.
Mom Game Out.
Game out.